Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very interesting guests. You knew I was going to say that. They're all interesting, but some are, you know, more varied than others. But this will be fun. Thomas Corley is on the line with me. Tom is a CPA, a CFP, an author. Does that sound familiar? So Tom and I are going to try not to have too much of a mutual admiration society today. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're very welcome. Tom and I already talked about that. Tom has written the book, Rich Habits, The Daily Success of Wealthy Individuals, and that is available on richhabitsinstitute.com, right?
That's right, and Amazon, Google Books, Barnes & Noble, most of the online retailers.
All the finest online bookstores where it's available. Very good. And so Tom has written 3 self-help books, has a master's in taxation, you lucky dog. I never did that. A CPA and a CFP. And he's been working as a CPA since 1989. I've been doing that since 1991. So pretty similar track for Tom and I. And he's written the book. Basically, you've done research on about 5 years of research on the major differences between the rich and the poor. First of all, are you allowed to say that? Are you allowed to actually put people in those categories, Tom? I mean, are we actually allowed to recognize that some people are more successful than others and then talk about the differences that got them there?
Yeah, I still live in the America where the American dream matters, and that you're allowed to say things that you mean and not have to be politically correct, and that where wealthy people are held up as heroes, not as villains. So that's the world that I still live in. I'm not sure that everyone else does, but I still love that world.
Well, same here, and the demonizing or whatever it is that goes on is crazy. But so there are actual real differences in terms of how people approach their lives, maybe some of what they've been taught, their upbringing, their what's been schooled or what's been instilled in them. And you talk about all this in your book.
That's right. And, you know, the inspiration to this, and you could appreciate this, David, we have clients that come into our office. In some cases, they're in dire need of our advice. And in this particular case, the client's bank had, the small business client, the bank had shut down his line of credit.
Wow.
And he was coming to me to try and tap my banking relationships because without his line of credit, he was not going to be able to meet payroll. And so he was looking for me to, you know, a Hail Mary pass in the fourth quarter. And, of course, I couldn't help him, and I felt horrible. And what made it worse was he broke down in my office, and he looked me in the eyes, and he said, Tom, what am I doing wrong? But what he was really asking me, David, was, why was he failing in life? What is it that he's doing wrong that successful people are doing that he's not doing? He wanted to know the answers to those things, and he was looking to me to give him those answers, and I didn't know. Despite all my years of advising wealthy clients, I didn't really know why they were wealthy. I knew they were wealthy because I saw their balance sheet and I saw their income statement, but I did not know what got them there. So that began a five-year quest. It turned into a five-year quest. I didn't want it to be, but I started studying 233 wealthy individuals. I asked them 62 questions. They didn't know I was doing this because I didn't want it to skew their answers. So when I was done with the wealthy group, I remember coming home and telling my wife, hey, I got this project done. Isn't this great? And she said, well, that's great that you know what wealthy people do, but what is it that poor people are doing wrong? So I spent another 2 years interviewing 128 poor people to find out what their daily habits were. And then I took I asked the same questions for each group, and then I compared the responses group to group, and I was shocked to discover that wealthy people had vastly different daily habits than poor people. And that for the most part, they had picked up these daily habits from their parents.
So it wasn't daily habits that they had the luxury of doing because of their financial ability. These are things that they did that it was chicken or the egg. This is the chicken. This is they yeah. had these attributes or skills or activities that caused them to be rich.
Yeah, they were blessed to be raised in what I call successful households where the parents are teaching the kids good daily success habits. And so they were raised with these good daily success habits, and they took these good daily success habits with them into their adult lives, and they became successful, and then they taught these good daily success habits to their children. It's what I call the generational cycle of wealth. And you, David, you've heard the phrase, you and I have both heard this phrase, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Yeah.
And we know it's true, but the interesting thing, and you know this in the financial planning community, that 85% of the wealth is created in one generation. It comes and goes.
That's right.
Only 15% of it really is inherited, you know, passed along to the next generation. And that's why in America they always say, well, we don't have a class society, because the wealth class disappears almost every generation, except for those few like the Rockefeller Trust, the Bessemer Trust. But the bulk of the wealthy people come and go. But what I found out is in these wealthy households, the kids grow up to be successful and wealthy, financially well off, even though they may not have inherited one dime, and it's because they inherited something that was far more valuable. They inherited these good daily success habits, and what I did is I summarized them into what I call 10 common rich habits that the wealthy people have that the poor people don't have. And I try and, in my book, I try and explain each rich habit through a storyline. Instead of trying to force it down your throat with numbers and metrics, I wanted to entertain the reader, so I use characters and a fictional setting and all that.
Very cool. The book is Rich Habits, The Daily Success of Wealthy Individuals. It piqued my interest. I'm looking forward to reading it myself. RichHabitsInstitute.com. Thomas Corley. Tom, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay put.
Okay.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. Thomas Corley, Rich Habits, The Daily Success of Wealthy Individuals, richhabitsinstitute.com. That's the book, Rich Habits, The Daily Success of Wealthy Individuals. Tom, you know, you teased us very well before the break about these, you got to give us an example. You know, there's these 10 things you talked about, the habits. You got one you want to share maybe as an example that will kind of help people understand the kind of things you're talking about?
Sure. And this is such a profound rich habit. It's called I call it the self-improvement rich habit. I actually expanded on this in, I have a report on my website called How to Make Yourself Unfireable. There's four strategies the wealthy people use, essentially to make themselves unfireable. They are continuously engaged in career-related self-improvement. They spend 30 to 45 minutes a day reading for self-improvement, in particular, their career. You know, you and I, this is rudimentary for us. We have to spend the time because we have to be technical in matters of tax and financial planning. Well, wealthy people do the same thing, 30 to 45 minutes every single day. 76% of those in my group of wealthy individuals that I studied engaged in this 30 to 45 minutes of self-improvement reading. Only 12.5% of the poor individuals did any self-improvement reading or career-related reading. And the importance to this about this rich habit, the reason why it's one of the most important rich habits is that when you are building your knowledge base in whatever your career is, when you're gaining expertise by reading continuously, you set yourself above your peers, and you also are able to identify opportunities that others that are always there, but others don't see because they don't have the knowledge base or the technical
The exposure to it too.
Right, and you know, we can't be exposed through doing everything. What we can do is read and find out what others in the industry are doing and say, hey, you know what? That's an interesting thing. I think I'd like to try and do that or bring that into my my business as maybe a new product offering or new service offering. because you read it in a periodical, you read it in an industry trade book or something along those lines, but reading. Wealthy people read, and they read intentionally to gain knowledge so that they can set themselves apart and make themselves unfireable to, if they're employed, to their superiors, or if they're self-employed, to their customers and clients.
I think you got it nailed there, Tom. I've seen that with a lot of people when they come in, and I've talked to them as well, a little bit less empirical, but nonetheless indicative. And, you know, the thing that strikes me is that, you know, you talked about how a lot of this is instilled by parents, so that's part of it. But there's also some choice here. Maybe if, you know, a child grows up and sees mom or dad reading the Wall Street Journal every day at breakfast time, that's obviously going to be something that they're going to take note of. But there's also just the option that people have of, especially with technology, really leveling the playing field of access to information. You know, if you want to learn or you want to be exposed to these things, there's a whole world out there.
Yeah, and I think where the parents come in is to give their children the desire to learn. Because, like you said, technology is always changing. Okay, they can start out by saying, hey, you know, we require you to read 30 to 45 minutes a day. Most wealth in the wealthy households, the 68% of the wealthy households mandated that their kids read at least two educational-related books a month. Now, with the technology changing, David, that doesn't mean that their thirst for knowledge ends. What the parents have instilled in the children is a desire to learn. That's the most important thing. Whether they're reading books or they're reading on a Nook or on an iPad or on the Internet, the important thing is that they're pursuing the quest for knowledge. And that's really what separates the wealthy from the poor. The wealthy are always trying to engage in self-improvement. They're always trying to perfect themselves.
The book is Rich Habits, The Daily Success of Wealthy Individuals. The website is richhabitsinstitute.com. Tom, we're going to take another short break. We'll be right back. When we come back, I'd like to talk about success habits for the rich. Maybe we could talk a little bit about some of the failure habits of the poor.
Sure.
And then we can move into some of the opportunities or ways people can improve their lives. So stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back with Thomas Corley. The book is Rich Habits, The Daily Success of Wealthy Individuals, available on richhabitsinstitute.com and, of course, Amazon and all the other online booksellers. Tom, before the break, we're talking about some of the habits of wealthy or rich people. What about some of the challenges or the failure habits of people that are perpetually poor?
Yeah, well, I've listed so many of their bad habits, and I'll just go through a few of them. Poor people watch more than an hour of TV a night. They engage, they're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the Internet, for entertainment purposes, more than an hour a day. They drink too much alcohol. They sleep too much. By sleeping too much, the average sleep patterns of a wealthy individual was 6.5 hours. That's what I found. For poor people, it was close to 8 hours. Their relationships are on an as-needed basis. In other words, they don't. Wealthy people engage in the happy birthday call, the hello call, the life event call. These are all techniques that they use. They're in constant contact with their relationships, but poor people only call their relationships on an as-needed basis if there's something that goes wrong. You know, so that's the one difference that I saw. They don't return phone calls immediately. They don't call people to wish them happy birthday or just to say hello. They curse too much. They lose their temper too much. They say crude things. They don't maintain a daily to-do list. Only about 7% did. They leave their job as soon as they're allowed to leave, whereas, and this was in what started this whole thing for me, David, one of the first questions I asked both groups was, what do you do when you're finished with your workday? What do you do with your time? And when I asked wealthy people that question, their response was, well, you know, I'm on the board of directors of this organization. I'm on this committee for this organization. I coach this league. I'm going to school at night. I do speaking engagements. I write. I do this. I do that. When I asked the poor group what they do after work, they said almost defensively, well, you know, I work very hard. I'm tired. So I come home. I eat dinner. I watch a little bit of TV to relax. And then I go to bed, and I begin the whole process all over again.
Hmm.
So there's kind of stuff like that. There's just so much of a difference between how wealthy people utilize their time and how poor people utilize their time.
It's very interesting because I'm looking at it from two ways, Tom, that on one hand you have the behavior or the choices that create the financial outcome, and then it becomes self-perpetuating or reinforced by, you know, you said something about somebody being on a board of directors. Obviously, you know, being networking and being, as you know, being in business and serving on committees or volunteering and these different things puts you in touch with other people that may say, hey, I need to come in and see you.
That's right, and that's one of the things. Like, I was on another radio program, and a caller called in. They said, well, you know, this all sounds great, that what you're saying, Tom, but I don't know one wealthy person. So how am I supposed to network and be around these wealthy people? And I said, I wrote Rich Habits for that particular listener, because you don't have to know any wealthy people in order to network with wealthy people. All you have to do is volunteer. Volunteer for a local organization that is either Kids for Cancer or a museum or a local civic group, because the individuals that are on those boards are typically the higher net worth individuals in the community, typically wealthy people who have more time, and they also spend their time and their money for the organization. So you get to showcase your skills within these nonprofit organizations, and you get to familiar with wealthy people, and then if they like you and they can tell that you do a good job, they open up their inner circle to you, which means now you have access to their network of successful people, which is really what you want to accomplish. So one wealthy person could put you in touch with, you know, 100 wealthy people, and then what that does to your life, you can't even quantify in terms of value, because it manifests itself in things like a new client, a new job, higher income, things like that, David.
Oh, there's no way to put a guess on it at the beginning. It's just getting involved. And I've seen that firsthand, as I know you have, being involved with different things. You just don't know what's around the corner, but a lot of good things can happen when people get involved and volunteer or, you know, do that. And I guess that's where the whole thing about good karma comes from, right? I mean, it sounds like that.
Yeah.
Tom, we're going to take one more short break. Tom Corley, Rich Habits, The Daily Success of Wealthy Individuals. That's the book. The website is richhabitsinstitute.com. We come back. We've got a couple more things to go over with Tom, and we'll be right back. Hold on.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
We're back. Thomas Corley, he is our guest today. He's an author. He's a CPA, a CFP. The website is richhabitsinstitute.com. The book is Rich Habits, The Daily Success of Wealthy Individuals. Very interesting stuff, Tom. I think one of the things that we're talking about, you started getting into relationships in the last couple minutes we have for the program today. Speak to us a little bit about the strategies that the rich use to turn their relationships into gold. I like how you put that. How do they do that?
Yeah, one wealthy individual put it to me in a way that I really understood. He said, Tom, when I look at you and I decide that I want to build a relationship with you, I look at you as a sapling, and I'm planting you into the ground, and my goal, because I've decided I'm going to build a relationship with you, is to turn you into a red oak, an oak tree. And wealthy people, 73% of the wealthy people, they network or volunteer 5 or more hours per month. Only 4% of the poor people have this rich habit. And because the wealthy people have developed these strong relationship habits with other successful people and build up so many credits with their relationships over time, they can lean on their relationships when things are not going exactly right in their lives. Unfortunately, poor people, because their relationships are on an as-needed basis, they don't work at developing the relationships like the wealthy do, and oftentimes the relationships they do have are with other poor people. So when things go wrong in their lives, their weak relationships don't have the desire or the ability to help out. And there's four things, ways that wealthy people build strong, long-lasting relationships. And that is what I call the happy birthday call, the hello call, the life event call, and the last is networking and volunteering. The happy birthday call is just as what you would expect. It's me making a happy birthday call to David. And the interesting thing about the happy birthday call is, according to the wealthy people, it keeps your relationships on life support at the very least. And what I have found, because this is one of the first rich habits or strategies that I started using when I uncovered it in my research, what I found is that 25% of the time, I'll receive a reciprocal happy birthday call. In other words, David will call me back and say, "Hey Tom, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday."
That's funny.
Isn't that funny? And what this does, Dave, is it takes the relationship off of life support. The roots to the relationship tree go a little bit deeper. And let me tell you...
Well, let's do this, Tom. I tell you what, we're going to leave everybody in suspense, and we're going to have them go to the website to get more information because we've run out of time. The book is Rich Habits, The Daily Success of Wealthy Individuals, richhabitsinstitute.com. Tom, thank you very much for being on the program.
Oh, David, thank you so much. It was an honor.
Let's stay in touch.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.